Well, good day, everyone. I know it's been a long, long time. You know, when I originally started this podcast, I was, very motivated and hoping to do this on a weekly basis. And then I've come to realize that not that I'm not motivated. I always have a lot of wonderful ideas. But unfortunately, hey, I gotta admit it, I wasn't making the time. So I've decided to set more realistic goals. I think at this point, I am going to start out shooting for at least monthly podcasts to really focus on current issues and concerns that are happening or have happened the weeks prior, and be able to kind of put that all together in a monthly podcast. So hopefully I'll be able to reach my goal and therefore reach more of an audience. So stay tuned. Again, my goal is to really shoot for doing this on a monthly basis. Alrighty. So with that being said, I do want to go right in and touch base on the hottest topics that really have been taking place the last month. And I would say hottest topic is really been about infidelity. Starting first with Shakira and her husband, PK. Shakira, as everyone knows, a worldwide entertainer, singer. I believe Shakira is worth an outrageous amount of money, something like $400 million or something like that. Beautiful, talented, and her husband, I believe, is either 10 or 15 years younger than her, cheated with a much younger woman who was in her 20s. Shakira apparently found out about this infidelity when I guess she started having different cues, but one of the biggest ones when she had come home from one of her many trips that I'm sure she has to take because she is a worldwide entertainer. She found some strawberry jam in her refrigerator that had been eaten, and apparently her husband and her children hate jam. So she knew right away that it had been someone else. I'm sure there were numerous other clues, but that was kind of the deal breaker that really brought things into the forefront for her. As everybody probably already knows, she filed for divorce, left Spain, and is now living. I know she has a home here in Miami where I am at, where she came with her two children. I'm sure she has numerous homes, but this is where she came. And, you know, it was a worldwide thing. Shakira came back with producing numerous songs. One of them, which is now a huge hit by BizRap, who I believe is an Argentinian music producer. Well, the song was the number one stream song for quite some time. And of course, made Shakira millions of dollars. As she reported in her song, you know, women no longer cry, they now make money, meaning when relationships end or marriages end. Interestingly enough, you know, right now, especially here in the US, but it could very well be worldwide, there's another huge infidelity story that is now trending. It's known as Scandoval. I'm kind of tired of hearing about it. But if you don't know about it, there is a reality TV show known as Vanderpump Rules. Now, Vanderpump Rules is a show that was created by Lisa Vanderpump, a former Beverly Hills housewife, or Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I should say, who runs and owns numerous, I think something like 40 restaurants worldwide. And this particular show, Vanderpump Rules, takes place in, predominantly it took place in her restaurant where she had, one restaurant in LA where she had numerous servers. I think it's called Sir. However, the show has really kind of taken off and just followed her staff and two of her former staffs that she invested in, Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz. They opened up a bar together. These two former employees of her are now partial partners in this particular bar. And so Vanderpump Rules has kind of expanded, if you will, following the staff. So many of these staff members used to be waiters and bartenders and have now really started their own businesses and grown and have done very, very well for themselves. Well, one of the main protagonists, I guess I should say, Tom Sandoval, has been with his girlfriend for like 10 years, Adriana, and it recently came out that he had been having an affair with one of the other Vanderpump reality stars. I don't want to say newbie, but she's newer, Raquel, who happens to also be a fairly good friend of Adriana. So this has really gone and taken a really negative turn. And what I mean by that is, you know, for those of you who have followed the story of Shakira and Pique for months after the cheating allegations came out, apparently Pique couldn't really go anywhere without people singing to him the Shakira song. And, you know, I saw one particular blog that him and his mistress have been kicked out of a restaurant in Spain. I don't know if that's true, but that's what people were saying. However, in this particular case with the Vanderpump Rules stars, known as the Scandal controversy, right? Apparently he had been getting death threats, and the other girl, Raquel, as well. And so recently I watched What Happens Live on Andy Cohen, who is the producer, by the way, of many of these reality TV shows on Bravo, had a sit down with one of Tom Sandoval's partner and close friend, Tom Schwartz, who was saying, hey, you know, you guys need to kind of back off. Yes, he knows he did wrong, but it doesn't need to get to the level where it has to be death threats. So, you know, if we really come down to it, yes, let's be honest. Infidelity exists everywhere. Obviously, in some cultures, it's more frowned upon in others. Ideally, obviously, it should be frowned upon everywhere, but recent studies show that it's more common than most people would like to think. I read somewhere that 30 to 40% of unmarried couples had admitted to infidelity, while 18 to 20% of married couples had admitted to infidelity. That's high. I think that's very high. There's a lot of discrepancy when we think of infidelity and cheating. What is it? I mean, I think years ago, automatically when we thought of adultery, we thought of, okay, one person being sexually intimate with someone else. That has changed. The word cheating has changed. More recently, people have talked about emotional cheating, right? And what is emotional cheating? It's still infidelity, but it's not physical. Here's by where the person is now over-relying on someone else that is not their spouse or their significant other, right? And we're probably seeing more of that, to be honest with you, thanks to good old social media, because now people can connect with people from their past. People can connect with people they don't even know, just people who they meet online through social media, and they can have full-blown conversations, quite honestly, without anybody ever knowing. So what is emotional cheating? How can you tell? Wellness magazine came out with 7 signs of emotional cheating. One of them, just being distant. If you see that your partner is acting more distant or has been more distant than usual, maybe not as affectionate, maybe not communicating as much. Number 2, increased irritability. 3, breaking trust. And what I mean by that is, you know, you are sensing that you can't really trust this person. You're maybe catching them in little lies, hiding their phone, not wanting you to see what's going on their screen. I did read something recently, actually, that they were talking about their partner. They found out after years that they basically had access to their passwords and their computer, But their partner had an archive file where they were hiding all of their communication, which is crazy to me that someone would go to that means. But yes, that there's a break in trust. Another sign, they're showing close relationship with someone else. Now, yes, your partner can have relationship with other individuals. Is it okay for a male to have a female friend? Yeah, I mean, okay. But it's not okay that they become closer to that female friend than they are to you. That they spend more time talking with that friend or even with that friend than to you. That is definitely a huge sign and a flag. Keeping secrets. All of a sudden, your partner is holding information out from you. And it could be, it may start out as simple things like, oh, yeah, you know, I met up with this person the other day. Oh, well, you didn't tell me about it. Oh, I forgot. So it's a kind of signs like you don't really forget to tell someone or tell your partner that you had lunch with someone else. That just would seem really bizarre. So keeping secrets. Lacking that emotional awareness, if you will. Not really being in tune to what's going on with you. 7, prioritizing non-working hours with someone else. So they have free time, but they're choosing not to spend that free time with you. Now, that doesn't mean all the time, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's healthy for your partner to have a life outside of your relationship, right? You know, I meet up with my friends, mostly female friends. Last week, I met up with a female and male friend. They're not a couple. They're separate. We actually got together to memorize, if you will, a good friend of ours that died of breast cancer 2 years ago, and we wanted to still honor her on her birthday, so I met with a male and female friend. But if I did this all the time, every week, that I was choosing to spend my non-working hours with other friends, that would definitely be a sign, if you will. And finally, talking more about the outside person. If your partner, if your significant other is consistently talking more about someone else, definitely something you want to look into. I mean, listen, bottom line is when someone cheats, whether you're married or not, living in a, you know, together or not, it definitely can be extremely detrimental. And most people either have been cheated on or have cheated, or both. So what do you do? Can you truly overcome infidelity or cheating? Some things to keep in mind. First of all, don't jump to a decision right away. Probably one of the most painful things, besides obviously the death of someone, when you have to face the reality that your partner, who you're married to, or you may love, or you have been with for quite some time, has been unfaithful to you, it will be a quite painful experience. And you will probably have to deal with not only feelings of sadness, but anger. Anger at that partner, and maybe even anger at yourself for not realizing all these signs and putting up with it. But the last thing you want to do is make a decision right away. You hear people say all the time, oh, if I found out my partner was cheating, I would end it. I think it's way more complicated than that. I know the younger version of myself would say that. Now, being older and hopefully wiser, realize that, you know, a lot of times we really have to dig deeper into why the infidelity happened. You know, and there are many reasons why it happened, you know, whether it could be lack of affection or, you know, broken down in the commitment, the relationship, or low self-esteem on your partner, or mental health issues or addiction. We don't know, but it would be important to kind of get down as to why before going into making such a rash decision. Another thing you may want to do is give each other some space. Give each other some space for some of those feelings to wind down and really give you both time to really think about, you know, the healing process that you're both going to have to go through. You know, the person that's doing the cheating may or may not be upset about you finding out. Maybe they're upset because you found out and they can no longer continue their bad behavior. Well, then that's one thing. But maybe they may feel bad and hurt over the hurt that they have caused you. So it will be important to give each other time to really kind of process things and really see where the chips land. Definitely, definitely, definitely one of the things you may want to do or should do is seek support. Whether it's with trusted friends, loved ones, or better yet, a professional. And the reason I say that is quite often, you know, family and friend, though they can be supportive, you know, they're your family and they're your friends, so they may not be objective and could very easily be judgmental. You know, so ideally you want to find someone who's objective, and usually that would be a counselor. And finally, take your time. You know, there's no specific amount of time of how long you need to take to make a decision in terms of your relationship with your partner, with yourself. And what I mean by that is, you know, your partner may say, I'm sorry, let's work through this. But you may need time to yourself to realistically see, okay, how am I going to handle this? What is going to be good for me in terms of my mental health? Should I, you know, face this on right now? Do I need to give myself some time? Everybody is different. Every situation is different. So it's important to really look into that, you know? Again, you don't have to make a decision right away. Now, just know that if you are the one that actually commits the adultery, listen, be accountable, take responsibility. You know, even if you're not in love with your partner, you know that it was wrong. And it'll be important to say, you know what, I was wrong and I apologize. That doesn't mean you may want to get back with that person. I don't know. But at least it's a matter of taking accountability for what you did and hurting another human being, okay? So remember, you know, when it comes to infidelity, it goes way beyond just the physical. Quite honestly, emotional cheating can be even more detrimental, if you will, than someone who had a one-night stand, all right? So keep in mind, every scenario is different. Even though anger can be out there and hurt, definitely should not get to the point where there should be death threats, okay? Which is what we're seeing with this whole scandal issue going on right now in Vanderpump Rules. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I really, really look forward to getting back on this podcast course, if you will. I did establish my... I think it was Facebook as well as Instagram pages, and we'll look forward to hearing from you guys, okay? So take care of yourself, and I definitely, listen to what I'm saying, I will definitely be back next month, and let's see what the hot topics are then. Thank you for joining me and being the critic on my couch. Have a great day.